Hey everybody, time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're streamed at newsdakota.com. Of course, you can listen back to podcasts as well. If wherever you get your podcasts from, just search KQDJ Podcast. Amy Walters is with us from Jamestown Parks and Rec. And just ahead of the big first storm we're going to get, huh?
Right, yeah. we've been very fortunate to get some extra time outside and enjoying our recreation, but also allows our staff to get some extra tasks done that maybe we haven't gotten done for a while.
Right on. And you had to figure that, you know, there'd have to be snow because we're going to have Santa here pretty soon, right? Lunch and pictures with Santa. I mean,
that's
you can't.
Yes. And, you know, as much as I don't like to live in the snow, it feels like maybe we should have a little bit before Santa comes. So, Yes, Santa will be at the bunker on Sunday afternoon. So we have lunch and pictures. Families can sign up for a special activity, a meal, craft, and then have a chance to get their picture with Santa. If you don't want to participate in the meal and the activity, you can come at 2 o'clock and just do a photo. That registration is all online. So that's this Sunday at the bunker.
All right. And we got to talk about basketball, whether you're youth or adult, basketball opportunities for you.
That's right. Tis the season. Just like Santa, it's tis the season for basketball. I know tonight we have our first high school basketball games kicking off. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. But we've got our youth program. So this is a 6-week program for ages, our grades, 1 through 4. That registration is open now and is scheduled to start on Saturday, January 27th. So that's a 6-week program. We run in the mornings, depending on the ages, generally either at 9 or 10 a.m. for that program. Mm-hmm. And then our adult league, like you said, we can't leave out the adults. Everybody wants to participate. We're also taking registrations for that. We have 3 divisions, A, B, and C. So no matter where you're at with your game, we've got a place for you to play. So that league begins January 8th, 8 weeks of league play and then tournaments. So registration is due on January 5th. Don't let the new year sneak up on you there. If you're looking at getting a team, get your registration in. I will note that we are also looking for folks to help us with that league. So anyone that maybe wants to earn a little bit extra after the holidays, we're looking for our scorekeepers and referees for our adult leagues as well.
All right. Well, and also time of the year is volleyball as well, adult volleyball league going on.
Yeah, we're wrapping up our fall leagues. And so that means getting ready for the next round. And it seems kind of strange to call it a spring league, but that's I guess we have a fall league and a spring league. So we have both our women's league as well as our co-ed. Again, those are played in A and B divisions, and registration is open for that. The one thing I will add is that we have now we are offering online registration for our leagues. So it's a little bit easier. You don't have to maybe stop into the office. So we encourage folks to go out to our website to sign up for those adult leagues as well.
Absolutely. And fun lessons for parents and tots, parent tot tennis.
That's right. So we're fortunate that we have some indoor space as well. So we can utilize the bubble at Two Rivers Activity Center. So we have upcoming parent tot tennis lessons. So it's for parents, obviously very beginner because we're targeting 4 and 5 year olds, but it's really focusing on fun and games to build the skills within children to be able to play the game in the future. So we're asking for 4 and 5 year olds who've not completed kindergarten. So this is that preschool age group. And parents, it is a requirement that you actively participate. So it's a fun opportunity to get out and move during those cold winter months. So it's 4 weeks long on Monday evenings, and that will start January 22nd.
And of course, can't forget about open skate. Right?
That's right. We are offering open skate times at the Winter Sports Building In addition to coming in and being able to skate, we also have rentals of ice skates, so you don't have to have your own ice skates. We can help you out with that. We have a schedule online, and it evolves somewhat based upon, you know, game schedules and cancellations and things, but we're excited that we're able to offer consistent times for that open skate to invite the community out. And we are looking at adding some times during the school recess time or the Christmas holiday break. So keep your eyes on the website for that schedule as well.
And we talked earlier about how nice the weather's been until today, but mild weather has allowed a second Literacy Lane book location.
Yeah, so if folks aren't aware of the Literacy Lanes, this is a unique opportunity we had to partner with the local school district in an initiative that they were looking to reach children birth to five-year-olds, so the younger kids. And so it's a real unique approach to, essentially, we've taken storybooks, blown them up into large sizes, and put them in a series of signs throughout both Celine Denault Park as well as Meidinger Park. And so those stories rotate. They're up for about 4 to 6 weeks, kind of depending on. They tend to be seasonal or things like that. But in addition to being able to read the story and move on to the next page, they also have cues and tips for parents or whoever's with the child to improve vocabulary and different activities. So we're working to help build the early literacy skills for those youngsters in a way that maybe doesn't feel so much like school. So
yeah.
It's a really fun, unique project. We've gotten a lot of really good feedback on it. And we actually just posted a new story at Meidinger Park that was sponsored by Farmers Union. And so, again, it's a great way for us to partner. And it talks about the seasonal change of winter coming and how that affects our agricultural community. So if folks have a opportunity that they'd like to partner with us, see a specific book, we'd be more than happy to have that conversation. And we just encourage folks to continue to visit those literacy lanes, because we are intending to change them out even throughout the winter months.
All right. And of course, we've talked in the past about it, but continuing looking to the future, McElroy Park renovations, we're looking ahead.
That's right. So we are excited. We officially broke ground down at McElroy Park mid-November timeframe. And so come spring, we're going to be ready to get rolling on the construction of the first phase of that project, which will include Gould Field, which is a baseball a Babe Ruth baseball field that a group of community members and others have come together to raise the funds to name it in honor of Tom Gould and the Gould family for their contributions to baseball. In addition to the Babe Ruth Field, we will also have a Cal Ripken Field, and then a concession restroom and central plaza area. So that's our first phase. We're continuing to raise money as we're working towards this first phase of construction. So ultimately, our dream would be able to build it all at one time, which would include two more Cal Ripken fields and two T-ball fields.
Wow, that is going to be an amazing thing when that is all accomplished.
It is. And, you know, the thing that's really exciting about that, that not everyone knows, and I learned this through the process, is that Cal Ripken size, so Cal Ripken is our younger aged baseball players, mm-hmm. that size field is the same field they use for fast pitch softball. So we'll be able to play both baseball and softball on these fields, and we'll be able to serve a large group of our community and really allow our community to host some kind of high quality regional tournaments and bring folks to town through that.
Very cool. Very exciting. Holidays, I suppose the hours change and everything with, as they do everywhere with
That's
the parks.
That's right. Department. So yeah, we want to get it out early. You know, it's a bit of a unique scenario in that, Christmas Eve is on a Sunday this year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, most of our offices are closed on Sundays, so it doesn't impact, but it is a unique impact at Two Rivers Activity Center. It's the first time since track has been opened that it's a Sunday. So we are wanting to get the message out, or the word out, that, you know, obviously our main offices will be closed, but then both Tours Activity Center and the Winter Sports Building will be closed both Christmas Eve Day as well as Christmas Day and then New Year's Day.
Okay. All right. And if, of course, if you missed any of this good stuff, hey, you can find out what we talked about, recap it. If you got questions, how do they get a hold of you?
The probably most inclusive way is to go to our website, which is jamestownparksandrec.com. Should be able to find all of this information there. We've made a few changes to our online registration in hopes that it makes it a little bit easier for everyone to navigate. but if you're having difficulties, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can call us at 252-3982. And then we always encourage everyone to follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, so you can stay up to date on all the kind of quick hitting items we have for you.
Amy, always great having you in, and we won't see you till after the holidays, so happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Amy Walters there from Jamestown Parks and Rec on this edition of Let's Talk About It.